Ryan Burr with Quest for Gold on WGNRadio.com. This was a week of ups and downs in international sports. Let's start with the really good news. And I feel like we've become a broken record. Simone Biles did it again and again and again and again after winning her fifth all-around world championship. She went on to grab individual gold medals on the balance beam, on floor exercise. She now has 25 world championship medals, the most decorated gymnast ever, both on the female and male sides. Now to the horrific news over the week in Chicago. 27-year-old Patrick Day, a junior middleweight boxer from Long Island, was knocked out by a right hook. It came from 2016 U.S. Olympian Charles Cronwell at a competition at Wintrust Arena last Saturday. He went to Northwestern Memorial with severe brain injuries, underwent multiple surgeries. Day died on Wednesday. It's unclear if he ever regained consciousness. Promoter Lou DiBella said he died surrounded by family and close friends, including his mentor and trainer, Joe Higgins. Back to Team USA, Joe Girardi, whose name has been kicked around as a possible manager for numerous MLB teams, has backed out of managing Team USA baseball in the upcoming Olympic qualifying tournament, the WBSC Premier 12, to focus on landing that managerial job. He's been interviewed by the Cubs. The Olympics in Tokyo will happen during the 2020 MLB baseball season. In Tokyo, the U.S. men's volleyball team picked up a bronze medal at the FIVB World Cup. They've already qualified for Tokyo in 2020. Three-time Olympian LeBron James was involved in some international controversy this week after calling out Houston Rockets GM Daryl Morey's tweet about protests in Hong Kong, then going on to say, "We do have freedom of speech, but there can be a lot of negative things that come with that too," adding, "I also don't think every issue should be everyone's problem." LeBron talked about it when he came back to the States.
"When I speak upon things, I speak from a very logical standpoint, the things that hit home for me. And yesterday, obviously I gave the thoughts of what I felt and how I saw things transpiring from that week that we were going."
In marathon news, there were not one, but two world records shattered, including the first ever marathon run in less than 2 hours and the obliteration of the women's marathon record in Chicago. Now the IAAF governing body is looking at the technology being used in some of the shoes to see if that's playing a role in the sudden spike in record-shattering runs. Speaking of marathons, in Japan, the IOC is taking a look at a new marathon site over concerns about the heat in Tokyo. The IOC will ultimately make the call as to the venue. 18 U.S. figure skaters are taking part in this week's 2019-2020 ISU Grand Prix of Figure Skating. Kicks off the competition season. On the men's side, 2018 Olympian Nathan Chen. On the women's side, 2018 Olympians Karen Chen and the Chicago area's own Brady Tennell. I had a chance to sit down with Brady Tennell at Glacier Ice Arena. She preps for the new year with new goals, but still knowing what she's accomplished.
"I haven't talked to you since the Olympics. What was that experience like for you?"
"It was incredible. Talk about the experience of a lifetime. I went from people really not knowing me to then being on the Olympic team. That was incredible. I'm so grateful for the experience. I'm gearing up to try and make it again. So,
yeah, tell me a little bit about actually being there. I'm sure when you were going, I mean, we all talked to you and you're probably in the zone trying to think about how you're going to compete. But what was the experience like outside of competition, Olympic Village? Did you have a chance to see any other sports, ceremonies?
So I walked in both opening and closing ceremonies because I always told myself if I ever made it, I would definitely not miss out on those experiences. And that was so much fun. There were almost 240 of us. And we had to drive up the mountain for 2 hours to get to the place where it was being held. And it was it was huge. There were fireworks, there was all this stuff. It was almost so much that you couldn't take it all in. That was incredible. And then staying in the Olympic Village was really fun. There were two villages, the Mountain Village and the Coastal Village. I was in the Coastal Village, and it was all of the speed skaters, the figure skaters, the hockey players, curlers, and I think a couple other sports maybe. So it was really cool to talk to the different athletes in the other sports and see what their training is like and how it compares to my training and just kind of get to know a different side of of training for other people.
The curlers were the rock stars, weren't they? I mean, those guys won gold.
Yeah, they were really funny. And it was fun. It was like really funny for us too, because as figure skaters, we have to be so conscientious of like our diet and our training regimen and everything. And then the curlers were in McDonald's, eating McDonald's the night before they won. And we were like, oh, come on, you know, like I love what I do, but also like, that's not fair.
Did you get any selfies or pictures with athletes from other sports? Was there anyone that you were seeking out at all?
I did. I actually got selfies with Lindsey Vonn, Shaun White, Chloe Kim. I got a couple pictures with the curlers. I got a couple pictures with the Jamaican bobsledders, which is really cool. Also pin trading. I traded pins with the Jamaican bobsledders, which was fun. That was, most of the pin trading went down like opening and closing ceremonies, because that was when we were kind of all together. So I was like running around with a couple of people just like, do you have this pin yet. So that was really funny.
Were there a lot of people that were seeking you out to talk to you?
I feel like it was kind of we were in like this big tent before we went out for the ceremony, and I feel like it was almost like a mosh pit at a concert, because there were just so many people and it was so cold up in the mountain village. So we were all kind of just in this tent, and they had heaters going, so we would like alter between being super cold and super warm, and like it was kind of just a mess, but it was so much fun.
So what has life been like after that? I mean, you go through that experience, you got to come back to Illinois, business as usual. Kind of where are you at a year later?
So actually, after the Olympics, I came home, and I had about 3 weeks until the World Championships. So that was probably the hardest thing I've ever done, is like come home and then come right back to training for a while. But then I didn't really take much time off, because then I started touring last spring with Stars on Ice. But again, a whole new experience for me that was so much fun, and I'm so grateful for it. And then last season kicked off, and, you know, it's just business as usual.
Did you get hurt? Did I see on Instagram? Did you have an injury?
Yeah. So over this past summer, I broke my foot in, like, the middle of July, we found out. So I had to take some time off. It was just an overuse injury, much like my back was a few years ago. Luckily, a foot doesn't take quite as long to heal as a back. So I'm now back to full training and gearing up for the first Grand Prix of the season in a few weeks. Actually, I leave next week. But yeah, it's been crazy.
So what is the Grand Prix?
So the Grand Prix series is like the first half of our competition season. So we usually will have, there's six Grand Prix and then the Grand Prix final. If you score well enough, then they take the top six athletes from the Grand Prix series and they go to the final. And that's the first week of December. So that's kind of our goal for the first half of the season. And then we have a little break for like Christmas and New Year's, and then it kicks right back up again at the end of January with Nationals.
Did the Olympics change the way you go about doing things at all? Has it changed your mentality at all, or is it still business as usual, the same mentality you had even before the Olympics?
I have pretty much the same mentality that I had even before the Olympics, but whenever I find myself like really stressing about something or just thinking too much, I'm like, look, you competed at the Olympics. In comparison, this is nothing. Just go out there and do it. Like, you know, so sometimes I'll just like say that to myself if I need to like put things in perspective. But most of the time it's just business as usual.
Do you feel as you get older through this process, it does become more of a head game? Like, I've talked to gymnasts before and they say, you know, when I was 14, 15 years old, I just go do it. And now I'm 18, 19, 20, 21, and now I think about it a lot, and you know, the anxiety builds up. I mean, do you find that to be the case, or are you pretty good at squashing that monster?
You know, I think when you're 13, 14, 15, it's more of just like, whoa, like this is all new, and it's so exciting, and you don't really know what's at stake because it's so new. So I feel like when you get older, you know, you've put more you've put more of yourself into the sport and into your training and everything, so it means more. And you know how hard you've worked and how hard the people around you have worked and what they've given up and what you yourself have given up. And I think that all kind of factors into the way that we think about our training and the outcome of our competitions.
Now, do you coach still? Because I think last time we talked, you were with the younger ones, right?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't have as much time anymore between traveling and everything, but I do still coach some of the younger skaters, and of course, I still love to. It's very fun and very rewarding for me.
You still love this sport?
Oh, yeah, of course. It's my passion. I always say that, you know, I wouldn't be still doing it if I didn't love it, because who in their right mind would go out there, fall on their butt, and then get up and go do it 50 more times?
You seem to be pretty committed to the area. I mean, there are obviously a lot of people that travel and train in other areas, but you seem pretty committed to Illinois.
Yeah. You know, this is my home. I love it here, and I've lived here my whole life. And the support system that I have here is working for me, so I don't feel a need to change that.
You mentioned that you'd like to go back to the Olympics again. How do you envision that working? I mean, obviously, you've been through that process before. Do you find yourself thinking about, I guess it would be Beijing 2022, or are you in the mentality of, I have to take this one step at a time? Or do you find yourself, basically, where's your mindset at as far as accomplishing that goal or reaching that goal? Or is it even a goal at this point?
I think it's like my end goal, like my ultimate goal. But on that path, there's so many smaller goals that I want to reach. And of course, in the sport of figure skating, I mean, 2 years is a very long time. So I kind of have to take things one step at a time, because getting so far ahead of myself, I feel like would have a negative impact on just the way that I go about doing things and training and everything. Because if I'm looking so far ahead, then I feel like I would lose sight of what's happening in the moment.
What's the state of figure skating right now? Do you feel like it's in a pretty good place? I mean, have you had a chance to really kind of sit back and look at where the sport is, where it's gone, where it's going?
I mean, just in the past year, there's been some incredible advancements in the ladies division. I mean, we have these young girls doing such complicated jumps, and it's really cool. It's really cool to see.
Has technology played a role? I've talked with people who have gone to Colorado Springs before, and they're amazed at this training and all of the computers involved and everything like that. Does that still play a role in figure skating, or is it still a pretty pure sport?
You know, in at least my experience, there hasn't been too much technology. Of course, I have done, like, motion sensor things and different things with, like, the shock, I forget what it's called, but it had something to do with like the way your body absorbs shock and stuff, and that was really cool to see. But other than just kind of videotaping, like my coach will videotape my program so that I can see what I'm doing, that's pretty much the extent of the daily tech that I use.
You're not all hooked up to gadgets and checking yourself out in simulations and things like that. I mean, for these games in Japan, I mean, when they go out to train in Colorado Springs, they're literally doing elevation. They're like changing like humidity levels. They're doing a lot of stuff like that. Obviously, you've got a pretty controlled environment. So you weren't up in the mountains, so I guess you didn't have altitude issues or anything like that. Have you ever had that when you go out and do a competition somewhere?
Yeah, of course. I remember I used to do this competition in Salt Lake City when I was a bit younger, and the altitude training for that was a challenge. So, yeah, there's been a few times where I've had to do altitude training, and that's very hard.
Are you going to be watching any of the Summer Olympics?
I will definitely be watching the gymnastics event. Simone Biles is incredible.
Every day she's more incredible, isn't she? I mean, every single video is just...
It's insane, and I would really love to be able to watch her compete in person, because I think she's just so incredible, and, like, I remember watching Nastia Lukin and Sean Johnson and them guys, and I mean, just like any sport, it continually gets harder and harder, but I mean, she just it's like she just was made for the sport. She's so good.
We wish Brady the best of luck in Las Vegas, in Montreal, and beyond. Next week on Quest for Gold, we talk to her 2018 figure skating teammate, Adam Rippon. He's in Chicago this week. I'm Ryan Burrow with Quest for Gold, only on WGNRadio.com.